This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
From computer animation skills development for ages 11 to 15 to week-long job certification training for high school students, Harewood youth have been attending summer camps designed to open doors to skilled jobs and taking steps to address high rates of poverty in the community. The camps are presented by Nanaimo District Secondary Community School Programs. We're joined in the studio by Jim McGregor, who is the Nanaimo District Secondary Community School Coordinator. Welcome back to People First Radio, Jim.
Hi, and thanks for inviting me.
When we last spoke with you on People First Radio, we discussed the British Columbia First Call Poverty Report Card and rates of poverty in BC and Nanaimo. You're involved in activities this summer that could lessen that poverty and its effects. What is the mission of a community school?
Well, the mission of a community school is to uncover the community need for all ages, and then working from a school base, look for resources, both official and unofficial, in our community to meet that community need. So in a nutshell, you could say that we're building community from the inside out.
How does that contribute to the reduction of poverty in a community?
Well, one of the things that is a way out of poverty or that can lessen the effects, as we know, is education. And so a community school, its main mission is lifelong learning or community education in a broad range, many different subjects, and for all ages. So how we do that is we just look for things that people can benefit from. So an example would be our summer programs and how we put those together.
Now, Jim, you're mentioning summer programs, and to my knowledge, you have two programs underway this summer. One is for elementary school ages. One is for secondary school ages. Tell us more about those programs.
Sure. Well, these programs are designed to give students some early job experience and have fun doing it. So our elementary age program was in partnership with an organization called the Bike Camp Educational Society in Crofton. And the program that we offered was design your own video game using Flash software. So students learned skills in video game design. They learned about Flash, but they were also able to, in a fun way, to audition a job as a computer-generated movie animator or a video game designer. Now, they also receive completion certificates for that. This is for ages 11 to 14. So some of them are on the younger end of the scale. And getting a completion certificate, we urge them to begin putting together a job portfolio that they could use through their high school career and when they're out in the workday world. There's also a link here, and a very recent one, Pixar Studios, which is based in California, just recently, this past October, opened a brand new 20,000 square foot facility in Vancouver, the first animation studio outside of California, and they hired 200 British Columbians. So there's a direct job link there if students choose to pursue that. So that was our elementary program.
That's wonderful. Community schools offer services using an asset-based community development, or ABCD. Tell us more about that approach.
Sure, and maybe I can explain that by using an example, if that's okay. Well, so our second program was for secondary ages, and it was a hospitality jobs training week. So ABCD is asset-based community development. So what we do is we look for people in the community who can offer a skill or a resource or instruction. Three blocks away from the school, we found the best instructors that I could imagine. One was a cashier trainer and a food safe instructor, and the other was our own school district safety department who really went above and beyond the call of duty and worked with our students. And the two people there were Bernadine Babuick and Rick Rosetto. And so this was the asset part of them. They were the asset, and they put on the second part of our training, which was WMIS training. That's hazardous material, which every job site has, even if you have cleaning fluids. And we also had a firefighting training. And the firefighting training was very interesting because Rick Rosetto used a very high-tech approach to it. It's called the Bull-X Hotshot fire training system. It was developed by a fire chief who saw that there was a high cost to recharge fire extinguishers, so not everybody in the class could get to use the extinguisher. This system uses a laser and compressed air, so you get the real feel of it. But students learned to how to put out a fire, and the overarching message that Rick Rosetto gave was to make safety your lifestyle. So this went beyond just learning a job certification. What it did was it said, when you're in the community anywhere, you see a fire, you know what to do and how to put that fire out and possibly save lives. Plus, you got a certificate that would make you of value to any employer.
And interesting, you mentioned earlier the notion of looking for resources within one's own community, and that's certainly what you did in this case.
Yeah, it was really refreshing to see how people really stepped up to the plate. Charlene and Rick and Bernadine really did an amazing job. We know that because on the evaluations, they got 5 out of 5 on almost every evaluation.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Ashta today. Nanaimo has one of the highest poverty rates in British Columbia, twice the provincial average, much of it concentrated in the Harewood community and in pockets around Nanaimo, both north and south. Nanaimo District Secondary Community School Coordinator Jim McGregor is in the studio with us today talking about community school education activities designed to lessen poverty and its effects and increase economic opportunity and equality.
The poverty report card that we referred to at the start of the segment points out the stubbornly high levels of poverty in British Columbia and how poverty has persisted over time. Jim, tell us more about that report and its findings.
Sure. Well, The poverty report card is put out by an organization called First Call BC. And every year they release a poverty report card. They started their efforts back in the 90s, and in the Federal House of Commons they got an all-party resolution to eliminate child poverty in Canada by the year 2000. That was called Campaign 2000 for obvious reasons. And also obvious is child poverty is still with us in probably ever greater proportions. So the poverty report card is an attempt to take the State of the Union to give a snapshot of what of the poverty dynamics in our communities in British Columbia. And we discovered that Nanaimo has more than double the provincial rate of child poverty. So they also recommended in the report how we can lessen the effects or eliminate poverty. And the programs that we had this summer don't purport to eliminate poverty, but they sure will lessen the effects on it for people using education at their local school to survive and to thrive.
Now, I recall that interview that we did on child poverty, and Adrian Montani joined us as well on the telephone. Now, when we discussed, Jim, when we discussed this segment, you spoke about the notion of responding to a need like the poverty levels in the community. You just indicated that the idea behind these programs isn't necessarily to end child poverty. That's a large goal. But they are effective steps in one way or another. Tell us more about the notion of community-based schooling activities and how they fit in with a kind of a broader community response to poverty.
Sure. Well, the way that a community school operates, and we're part of School District 68, is that we look for partnerships in the community. We do a lot of interagency work, looking for partners either in official government groups, nonprofit groups, individuals who have a skill or something to offer. So we try to respond to the community need. Our programs are low cost or no cost wherever possible. We still have to pay the bills, but we try to make it affordable. And for anyone who's listening, if you are a low-income family, we can always, well, there's never a barrier to participation because you can't pay. So how we operate is through our partnerships, building relationships, and using the local school as an existing facility with all the equipment in it. We use it primarily after hours, weekends, evenings, but also during the school day and school year in doing curriculum enhancement. So we may bring in a speaker from the Crisis Society or a speaker on using yoga. I think last week we you talked about the Kids at Risk yoga program. That's the type of thing that we do. So the main mission is to make connections, because we know when people are connected to their community, they do much better at home, at school, and in their personal relationships.
Where do you plan to go from here? You mentioned that the summer programs are in progress. So what's going on in the fall? What's coming up?
Well, things are rolling along into the fall. I might just mention that there are four schools that make up the Harewood family of community schools. That's NDSS, John Barsby, Fairview, Georgia Avenue, and then there are also community schools in Cedar as well, if any of our listeners are in Cedar. This fall, I can talk about what's happening at NDSS and Fairview. Again, partnerships is how we operate and thrive. And a major new program that we have is a partnership with the Nanaimo Men's Center and Fairview and NDSS. And that program is called Dads Make a Difference. Mm-hmm. So it's looking at having more effective fathering, and it's what it is it's really a mentorship program linking older, more experienced fathers with younger dads. Again, making those relationships and those partnerships, making them and remaking them wherever we can. So in a nutshell, if there are any dads listening now, you're all welcome. And you just contact us. And what happens is on Saturday morning, you come with your children to the school. We start with some sports. Then we make a meal together. Then we have a speaker or a movie or some educational activity, discussion group, any issues for both elementary and secondary ages, both are welcome. And it'll continue throughout the year. And that program is completely free.
What a fascinating program. Jim, has that program been in operation in other cities or other communities? How did you come to learn of it?
Did the outreach to the Nanaimo Men's Center, and they have a Dads Make a Difference program running currently.
Okay.
And they are seeking to expand that based on its success. It's also has run in the U.S., and there's quite a large Dads Making a Difference movement there. So we're bringing it to Central Vancouver Island. We also have a few other programs. Do we have time? Yeah.
We have two or three minutes here. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There's a broad range. Again, we respond to community need. There's computer software training. We have a community access program, access to the internet. So if folks don't have a computer at home, they can come and use a computer at the school. And there's generally a tutor available to help them. We're doing an action research project with students. The topic is yet to be determined. But what we do there is it's participatory in a research topic, and students conduct the research and write up the findings and present them. We'll have a fitness boot camp. We have a large Girl Guides program, Narcotics Anonymous, just a very broad range of things to find out more about it. Visit our website to find that. It's a long address, so just search for Harewood Community School, or you can call me at 740-2026, 740-2026. And also just look in the phone book under School District 68 to find the number for Cedar Community School.
Now, thanks for that hint about searching for the information. I myself, spent a little bit of time, and I ended up Googling and finding the information, just as you're suggesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, we have just a moment left. Is there anything you'd like to add to our conversation today that perhaps you haven't had a chance to mention?
Two things. I just want to invite all of the listeners to know that they are welcome at their community school. While our mandate is primarily Harewood residents, if there is room and space in the programs, everyone is welcome. And it's for all ages. You do not have to have children enrolled in the school program. Everyone is welcome. So your friends, neighbors, relatives, everyone is welcome. I'd also like to thank all of the partners that we've had over the past year and over the summer, particularly Charlene and Rick and Bernadine, who did just an outstanding job. And for all of their care and efforts that they did to make our community a better place.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio and speak with us today.
Thank you.
It was very much appreciated. Jim McGregor is the Nanaimo District Secondary Community School Coordinator. For more information about community schools programs in Harewood, Google Harewood Family of Community Schools.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society, CHLY, 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.